Well, this is our second installment. May is Mental Health Month, or Mental Health Awareness Month, and we've been teaming up with our friends over at Lamoille County Mental Health for a series of talks about various aspects of Lamoille County Mental Health. And Robin Daly and Chris Player with us this morning. Robin is the clinical director at CYFS at LCMS. I got my whole alphabet here. Of course, that means Children, Youth, and Family Services at Lamoille County Mental Health Services. And we're going to talk with Chris Player in just a moment as well. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Such a bright sunshine. Did you bring the sun with you today?
I did. I bring it wherever I go.
Well, where have you been the last few weeks before today?
I know. It's all about the sparkle, huh?
It is. But as clinical director of CYFS at Lamoille County Mental Health, just talk a little bit about what you do and the program there.
What I do is amazing. It's a great job. We like to be available to help families and children ages 0 to 22 in the greater Lamoille County. In our program, we provide clinical mental health assessment and treatment to children and their families within multiple settings. That could include the office, in home, or in schools. The services that we have in our program are individual, group, and family therapy. We offer therapeutic case management. We do support services within the school and the community. Respite services can help parents and teams get breaks so that kids can be working on their skills that are in their treatment plans. In addition, some of our services that we also include are psychiatric evaluation, medication management, and in our school program, there is something called the Redwood program, and that is the behavioral interventionist program through Lamoille County Mental Health Services. Helps kids be successful within their school environment.
Which is what we want.
Pretty important,
we want success. We want them to be successful as well. So do you still find that as the clinical director, you still find that there's still things that you do there that people still aren't aware of? That a lot of the services at Lamoille County Mental Health are still kind of, you always have to explain what you folks do.
I think we're getting much better at explaining what we do. I think that what's great is that our services are transcending from outside of the office and into the community. I feel like we are out and about a lot more. We team with a lot of the community partners to do the groups and the programming that we're doing. Chris is going to talk a little bit about our summer programming and some of the groups that we do, so I won't do that, but
exciting. And it's amazing that I heard not too awful long ago that you're actually one of the top employers in the entire county too, which many people wouldn't think that.
It's really a great place to work. Yeah. I've been there for almost 14 years, and I've grown up from doing a community skills worker job to all the way to clinical director now.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a great place.
Well, let's get the player in here this morning. That would be Chris to talk about. Oh, so you're going to be able to, you're going to have to go, you want to adjust that mic, or do you want to just go down? Do you want to slouch?
I'll slouch. How about
that's
that?
That's good. Yeah. I hope you're not going to put your back out of the way
when
doing that.
Everybody knows about my back issues at work.
Okay. Talk about some of the success stories that you've had recently, which have been quite a few.
Well, absolutely, Roland. Last Friday, we had a little gathering in our children's garden to celebrate mental health awareness. Basically, that is the month of May. And so we had a couple of families in the backyard in our children's garden to plant a tree to celebrate Mental Health Month. That tree will be standing and lasting for all to come and view, therefore after. Couple of other things going on, Roland, is the upcoming summer program that we offer at the agency. One of them is through the Redwood program that is specific to the school folk. Well, Robin and myself are actually teaming and collaborating on another version of summer program and with some of the clients that we serve.
So what is the Redwood program?
The Redwood program is a one-on-one support within the school environment. They offer behavioral specific treatment within school environments that includes behavioral analysis and also one-on-one supports for them to be available for education.
Right. Must be really fulfilling, though, when you're doing a lot of this work, that when you, the success stories that you do have, it must be fulfilling to not only you and to Robin, but the entire staff to see people, you know.
That's right. Roland,
becoming successful.
We find success in small places within the work that we do, and it's really gratifying to see that work pay off in the long run.
Right, exactly. Now, probably one of Robin and Chris's biggest challenges over the last several months was back in February when they were among a number of Lamoille County Mental Health Services employees who jumped into the cold water of Lake Elmore because you folks were the beneficiaries of the Morrisville Rotary's Polar Splash. I have to make sure I phonetically get that right.
So, wow. Story. We did, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Might have been a bigger success story than all the ones you just talked about.
Absolutely. I think you got to find success in jumping in a hole in the middle of February.
That's right, in a cold weather.
Yeah, very cold, but, you know, for a good cause, Roland.
Yeah, exactly. So So did the entire staff, well, probably not the entire staff.
Robin and I represented the staff. I think they were all there in spirit, but, you know, we were the lone ones to you know, be brave enough to jump in that hole.
Right. So you had the half of the proceeds from the splash went to mental health service. So where does that money, is any one where the money goes? Does it go back into the programs that you talk about?
Absolutely. I'm assuming that money trickles down to make us, you know, run better and smoother over the long run.
Right, exactly. Well, congratulations on that, too.
Thank you.
A lot of gumption. Maybe, I don't know if that's exactly the word I'd use.
It's hard to believe at this time of year, you know, that we were in that hole.
Well, I was willing to volunteer in July, but they said, you know, it's not quite exactly the same. Yeah. So, Robin Daly, who's the clinical director of CYFS. I'm sorry, that's Children, Youth, and Family Services at Lamoille County Mental Health, and Chris Player, who is the EFS. Which stands for, again, Chris,
Enhanced Family Services,
with us this morning in recognition of Mental Health Awareness Month. Thanks, both of you, for coming in.
Thank you, Roland.
You guys are doing great work.
Enjoy
Thanks
the
a lot. I will enjoy the sunshine, because at least now I know where it came from.